hello and welcome to this episode of Fragments and this composite presentation of Temperance and Other Virtues by the Unknown. If you've listened to our previous episodes on the two fragments of Temperance and Humility and the four cardinal virtues, you will be familiar with my assertion that, if not provable and probably quite dodgy, I think these two fragments are iterations of the same text, albeit with some gap between the two versions, so that there are differences. There seem to be a separate character of adversity in one, whilst the central figure is called adversity in the other, though it's a little bit slippery and confusing. My contention is that the later text, the Four Cardinal Virtues, has been reduced for a smaller cast size and that some bonus characters were dropped or elided. This may, of course, be nonsense. Even if this is wholly wrong in fact, as an exercise in a first step in creating a new show from fragments, I hope it is worth the effort. Temperance and Humility represents an element from early in the play, and the Four Cardinal Virtues, the end. So, for the time being, I've just whacked the two bits together, with a little bridging narration. In the future, we will look at writing scenes to fill in the gaps, to present a full show that makes sense. This is, however, at this time, as good as it gets. It's a bit like the 90s video release of the unfinished Doctor Who serial Sharda. The gaps in the narrative were filled in by a walking, talking Tom Baker. In the intervening years, there have been so many releases of Sharda as audio, flash animation, book, audiobook, shorter book, full but edited into feature-length animation, and finally, but probably not finally, six-part release as part of a box set. That's sort of what I want to happen with our work on Fragments. For every year or so, I want a new version to come out. And for the fans to go, not another version, which they will groan about and still sit and enjoy because they're terrible gluttons for punishment. So, after the first iteration in the Fragments episodes, here is iteration 2.0 of these two fragments of Temperance and Other Virtues. Mankind is born into a sinful world. He looks for guidance, but sadly he encounters willfulness and becomes full of pride. Thus he is renamed as Disobedience. While the virtues of temperance and humility gather, prideful disobedience bursts into the scene.
No virtues that used should be, ere they be banished as feareth me.
Peace when I bid you, and come when I call. I am royally provided of land and of sea. Noble disobedience, of might most potential. Yet would I be called by name, due prosperity. Should I be obedient to the superlative degree? Nay, yet to no creature that liveth in land. Sith I am free, I will never be bond.
That may ye repent. Ye shall understand.
Churl, take thou this now of my hand.
Be to blame so for to do, to smite so hastily, it is your shame. It was but good he said you two. Thus to be so wroth, ye be to blame.
Tell me what thou art called by name.
My name is Temperance, that never did grievance to man nor child.
And I am Humility, suffering perturbance to be wroth to God's displeasance, but ever meek and mild.
What make ye in this country? Your work is all in vanity, ye cannot prevail. Audacity and disobedience, with adversity's presence, us will we rail. In court, in country, and in many a covent, in every order we dwell present. You duly we assail. So many followeth now our intent, and I should tell all I should be shent. For both spiritual and temporal followeth our cause, and after us will do.
God it amend, and it be so. As for religious, I trust indeed that obedience with them shall go,
else may they soon stand in dread.
That is not so, as God me speed. For the poorest now in a place will lack both love and dread, and rebel in words they will apace.
This tale to hear, it is a piteous case. God banish this vice from this country, and restore obedience to every place, that every creature may know his degree, and ever to dwell with humility. Then grace will follow vice to eschew, and every man to his master would be true.
That they will never, by sweet Jesu.
I would for this place that thou would go, and remember the mischief thou hast wrought. For much is the sorrow that thou hast due, and all disobedience thou hast inbrought.
Many is the person thou hast put in thought and banished humility with love and peace. In wilful hearts sore thou art sought, that thou hast troubled many a noble place.
And many more I will bring to that case. Audacity and my brother Adversity, with the counterfeit name of Prosperity.
Disobedience casts off these virtues, assuming the role of Prosperity, whilst still cavorting with willfulness and other vices. They encourage him to cast away wealth and love, and Prosperity falls into poverty. Meanwhile, the forces of good, the cardinal virtues, are gathering to save the fallen Poverty. Justice and Temperance have captured Willfulness and put him on trial, awaiting the arrival of Prudence. But Willfulness is not impressed. And after your ways me to take, nay, rather with death amends will I make.
Marvel where Prudence is so long.
Now, Jesu, send him us among.
Prudence, the devil of hell him hang. Ye break mine arms, ye thieves, I say. I trust once in authority to be full strong. Then will I quiet you thieves, and I may.
Nay, thou shalt never see that day.
Let him have right, sir, I you pray. For he will do sorrow if he go thus away.
Nay, for this miss, truly, he shall pay. Ah, Prudence.
The father most potential in all majesty, the wisdom of the son to us most fructuous, with grace of the Holy Ghost most of benignity, preserve all this company assembled together. Conserve us in grace. Our souls be never lost, with help and intercession of that maiden free, mother to the second person in Trinity. Prudence is a virtue that wisdom doth constrain, without whom grace doth persuade and flee. Wherefore of prudence ye should be fain, and prudence, forsooth, is the name of me. Mankind ensueth vices and folly. Willfulness him ticeth and maketh him full prone. He will not remember what he has misdone. When a man is upbrought and set in his above, he will not remember for whence that he came. Who hath him forth brought, he taketh no leave, but followeth his own will to bring him to shame. High for to climb, they take it for a game. To regard their power, few hath a zeal. But beware the world, it turneth as a wheel.
In good truth, brother, ye say right well. This world is cumbered and brought in woe. Willfulness have approached this world to spill, if he might have reigned his will for to do.
He was given great authority unto. The world him advance and set in degree. Soon he rebelled, and now he is gone therefro. Deep he lieth in prison. And now where is he?
I beshrew thine heart, for it is long of thee.
Lo, sir, now may you see Willfulness in this degree.
Now, reverend justice, I you require, let him have right ere he go. For if he depart, I you ensure, all this country he will undo.
The devil speed thee, thou art ever my foe.
He hath some cause why he doth so.
Ye truly. This caitiff unkind, my brother reason subdued hath he. He would him fie if he could him find, and all my goods he hath taken from me. Rex regum, king of kings, he willed to be. But it hath be said before this, a shrewd cow oft hath short
horns.
Horns, yea, with many horns, I say, thou hast made sith thou were born.
Oh.
And many a cuckold hath borne them away. It were arms that thou were hanged therefore.
Temperance, take out this caitiff, and let him stand here before us also. He shall be punished like a thief.
Get off me.
Tell us, Prudence, with him what we shall do.
Fortitude I would were here.
Now, Reverend Lord, let me be messenger, and truly I will him bring. He is my lord, are you ensure, and he will be sorry to hear of this thing.
Yea, but wilt thou not come again?
Then, sir, let me be slain.
Yea, sir, but he thinketh some subtle train.
Here is an obligation of 20 pound, and thou wilt to us be bound surely to come.
This obligation here I seal with wax. Marry, it would make my purse take thee.
Now speed thee on thy journey, and come again within days.
The devil break all your... Should I come to yon... Nay. Nay, I beshrew then, for... I had liever to be fl... But for all thy... Yet will I... I had liever...
What to...
I beshrew you all.
I go my way. Thus devoutly will I pray.
Hear, sir, what he doth say. He will never amend his lay.
Yes, yes, masters, I will, I will. And shortly I will come you till... Now gone is this, who him betide? For willfulness hath made here much to do. For justice, nay, truth, could not abide such sorrow he procured where he did go. Sore he rebelled as his own foe. He would never know his degree. And therefore now deposed is he.
Willfulness did never good indeed. Adversity it bringeth apace, and causeth wealth to stand in dread, and to be banished fro all solace.
Willfulness causeth disobedience. A man that is well and cannot see with a state he is in presence, let him make his own degree. Oftentimes undone is he. Never in wealth take heed. All he may stand in dread, to shame. Heed, he both halt and lame.
What world with doubleness? Sometime I was of high degree, but in my willfulness, all my, oh, mine! Nay, remember whence I came. Nay, knowledge of whom I had that name.
In good faith, father, there ye were to blame. But I pray you, what do men you call?
You to tell I have great shame, sith sometime I was full royal. Then Prosperity was my name. My power then was most potential.
Lo, justice, now know ye shall. Disobedience this same is he. He willed to have been lord of all, so willful he was in degree.
He refused you, and also me. He banished wealth, with love also. He would not suffer in no country virtue to dwell where he should go.
Now ye may see what he is come to. Willfulness is cause of meckle woe. Many is the man he hath brought full low, and many a great lord he hath brought full low.
Now, reverend lords, I pray you of this, to be my comfort, and help me in my woe, and a sure promise make to you iwith, hereafter to beware, I will no more do so.
Right to justify for thy wicked will, thou art worthy to suffer all this ill.
And he will incline ever to fulfill God's commandments and obedient to be, unto his superior, as reason is, and skill. Then he shall be holpen shortly by me.
Obedience is a virtue most potential, and is so precious that the Son of God came down into this world and became mortal, and for us suffered death and bitter passion. Christus factus est pro nobis, obedience to grant us remission. Thus with obedience he purchased our place, in heaven that we may dwell by his special grace.
My purpose was pight me to magnify, above all other exalted to be. So far in my wilfulness I did me reply, that now I am cast into this degree, and all is long of adversity. The which I loved most excellent, it was accord to mine intent. As for love, peace, and tranquillity, I loved never with them to dwell. Temperance, prudence, and humility, I did forsake myself to quell. And now I know I did not well, wherefore it rueth me full sore. Forgive me this, I will do no more.
Then with a new name we will thee restore. Fortitude, thus we thee call, in virtue to increase more and more. And as our brother be thou shall, in token whereof, take this crown royal, with this robe and garment gay. Now, art thou well? Thus may thou say.
I thank you, my sovereigns, of your goodness, sith it hath pleased you me to unbind. Now men may see what availeth wilfulness. It presenteth man ever to be unkind. By me it may be verified, and ye have in mind, of my first coming into this hall. For then adversity men did me call, changed into prosperity by craft colourable. Disobedience I was, I feared no fall. My might and my mischief was intolerable, my purpose exalted to climb above all. But fortune soon changed, and turned as a ball, and deprived me fro honour with my wilful mind. So outrageous I began in wilful to be unstable, unto prudence and temperance I was unkind. Also against reason I wrought importunable, thus was my living ever to be unfortunable. For lack of grace myself I would not know, then was I deprived and brought full low. Now, Jesu, I thank thee of thy goodly grace, that with this penitent heart me dost restore. Of my knees bear knowledge my trespass, and ask him of mercy, for I will never more. And Jesu, as thou were of a maid born, preserve this realm from adversity, and keep it always in prosperity.
And all wilful counsel, Jesu, amend, and grant us peace and tranquility. That virtue of grace, Jesu, ascend, that we may banish all iniquity.
Yea, and Lord Jesu, we pray to thee daily to preserve and defend our noble king, Henry VIII. All wealth and prosperity, Jesu, him send, and we his true commons in our prayers commend, with all the states of his noble progeny, which of their goodness our wealth doth intend.
Both the king and the prince and the lords all, Jesu grant them long for to reign. And when they depart out of this life mortal, that Prince Edward may be our sovereign.
Lo, the four cardinal virtues ye may behold, temperance, prudence, and also justice. And I, fortitude, full lovely on mould, be often misused by reason of vice. The envy of man so pressed is to entice our sensual nature, which of itself is frail, continually tempting lewdness to arise, and all virtues holy to cause from us fail. But yet reason draweth to counsel, virtuous opposites, such vices to pervert, with help of grace sooner to prevail. The stubborn will enclose in the heart, thus every man feeling the sinful smart by grudge and pricking of the conscience, fro such froward living may soon after it, resisting, willing with his diligence, and in his heart with perfect patience take such assaults done by adversity. For surely here ye may see my experience, that soon overturned this worldly prosperity. Therefore I counsel every degree trust to that wealth promised from above, and to have that in perfect charity, pray we to that Lord that died for our love. Amen.
Intemperance and Other Virtues, from the Unknown. Disobedience, Then Fortitude, was played by Gillian Horgan. Temperance by Pamela Flanagan. Humility by Lee MacDonald. Willfulness by Robert Crichton. Justice by Geir Madland. And Prudence by Liza Graham. Temperance and Other Virtues was hosted and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. Beyond is supported by its patrons. Become a patron and you get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links are in the show notes. You can even buy us a one-off coffee at ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Goodbye.